This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. BHTA reports that hotels project a 50% capacity ahead of the T20 Cricket World Cup. The Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry welcomes tax credit initiatives. The Cancer Support Services is seeing an increase in people seeking counseling. Four people have been killed in a shootout with police in Jamaica. And constant shelling continues in Gazan city of Rafah as thousands of people flee. With the details, I am Christo J. Paul. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association is well on its way to an over 50% capacity for the T20 Cricket World Cup. Chair of the BHTA, Renee Coppin, says that their June projections will be 50 to 55% of their hotel's capacity. She spoke at the BHTA's quarterly media update at their office in Belleville.
So right now, the business on the books based on our survey of our membership is 50%, and that is 13% above where we were last year at the same time. So we're pacing in the right direction. We believe we're going to end obviously stronger because we're already ahead of where we ended last year. And so it's just for us to try to ensure that we are ready for that last minute business, that our terms and conditions as operators in the sector are correct to get the business. And I think that's what we're all focused on right now.
Ms. Coppin spoke about the economic benefits of their hotel capacity.
In terms of the shared economy, it's important to note that hotels continue to be significant contributors to the taxes generated in the accommodation sector, with both VAT and the room rate levy being applied to hotel stays. While the tourist levy bill of 2019 makes provision for the room rate levy to be applied to tourist accommodation and the shared economy levy to be charged on tourist accommodation owned or operated by persons who earn income from the tourism sector but who are not registered under the VAT Act, there continues to be uneven application of this 10% levy. This represents a significant opportunity for government to increase its tax revenues from tourism.
Chair of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Renee Coppin. The Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry welcomes amendments to the tax laws that provide job credits and other benefits. The House of Assembly approved tax breaks earlier this week for companies that are intended as incentives to create or maintain jobs. Senior Vice President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Paul Innes, says these amendments will benefit from the amendments.
Tax credits support and tend to lead to job creation, and further research and development initiatives are always welcomed by the business communities and entrepreneurs. It is our expectation that local businesses, as part of our community, will take advantage of this initiative, and we anticipate that it will tend to lead to expansion and employment opportunities, and I would say the retention of resources and skills within the business community, given the incentive.
Senior Vice President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Paul Innes. More people diagnosed with cancer are showing up at the Barbados Cancer Support Services. This was revealed by Public Relations Officer Antoine Williams, who was speaking with journalists on the sidelines of the service's graduation exercise for the Nurses Enrichment Program.
There is an uptake. More persons are requesting our assistance at various levels, whether it's financial, whether it is for just genuine support and care, counseling services. So yes, I would say that it definitely is an uptake. There's more male-female. There's not a lot of young people, but definitely male-female. And age groups may vary from about 40s and older.
He said their organization is particularly pleased that more men are seeking support.
Yes, when we do our prostate testing sessions, we are seeing the increases. We try to measure it based on numbers. So for example, we've had hundreds, 120, 140. The numbers are increasing, which is good. And again, the age groups are also increasing. So there's that awareness. We are seeing men are coming as groups, whether it's for the church, the community groups. So there is that definite increase.
Public Relations Officer with the Barbados Cancer Support Services, Antoine Williams, in the lunchtime edition. One postgraduate student from the University of the West Indies Cave Hill campus will be able to benefit from a $10,000 scholarship towards research on aging. The Barbados Association of Retired Persons Charitable Trust today handed over a check to the UWI Pro Vice Chancellor and Principal Professor Clive Landis at the 3Ws Oval. Dr. Landis explained that Barbados has an aging population which can pose a challenge. He believes it is critical to see what can be done to promote healthy aging to ease some burden off of the healthcare system.
We have an aging population in Barbados, and it's going to accelerate quite quickly, as you will hear. Now, this will cause challenges for certainly our healthcare systems. There is absolutely no way that the healthcare system, as it's currently configured, can deal with what's coming towards us. But it will create opportunities as well. There will be opportunities and new markets opening up for elder care and different ways of dealing with the problems that come with aging, but also promoting healthy aging. There is nothing wrong with getting old. You just don't want to be suffering, you know, while you are doing so.
UWI Pro Vice Chancellor and Principal Professor Clive Landis. Four people were killed during a shootout with police yesterday in the capital, Kingston, Jamaica. One police officer has been hospitalized. Head of the Kingston Central Police Division, Superintendent Beresford Williams, has since confirmed the quadruple fatal shooting. Reports said that two police officers were on patrol in the vicinity of the hospital when they heard several loud explosions nearby. They proceeded to the area where they reportedly saw several men firing at each other. But on seeing the lawmen, the gunmen turned their guns on the police, resulting in the shootout. Media reports said that a vehicle was later seen driving out of an open parking lot, but later crashed with at least six gunmen emerging from the vehicle firing at the police. The police have not yet released the identities of those killed. The authorities said they recovered two M16 rifles. And finally, people in the southern Gaza city of Rafah say Israeli shelling continues, with tanks massed near built-up areas. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says 80,000 people have left the area since Monday, when Israel warned people to evacuate. Last night, President Joe Biden said the U.S. would not supply weapons to Israel for a major offensive in Rafah. Biden says if Israeli troops enter the densely packed city, quote, "we're not going to supply the weapons and artillery shells," end quote. Foreign Secretary Lord Cameron says the UK would not support an offensive in Rafah without a very clear plan for how to protect people. Recapping the headlines. BHTA reports that hotels project a 50% capacity ahead of the T20 Cricket World Cup. The Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry welcomes tax credit initiatives. The Cancer Support Services is seeing an increase in people seeking counseling. Four people have been killed in a shootout with police in Jamaica, and constant shelling continues in Gazan city of Rafah as thousands of people flee. And that concludes the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.
Good afternoon, and with the latest sports, I'm Curtis Hines. Damia Waldron converted 34 of her 36 attempts, and Nikita Payne 11 of 21, as C.O. Williams Rangers defeated St. Barnabas 45-40 in Premier Division netball action. In Division 2, Spooners Hill Firebirds downed Northern Stars 36-25, while in Division 3, BPA Police Boys and Girls had a 26-16 win over Phoenix Protection Services Phoenix Warriors. Division 4 play saw Structural Systems Silver Raiders easing past ILF Rapid Response 27-15, while C.O. Williams Rangers won their game by default. Finally, in Division 6, Wolverines had a 22-17 win over Mystic United Ballers. Kicking into football news now, and defending champions Weymouth Wales can take a major step to another Premier League title at the Wildy Turf tonight. Coming into their game at 7 against bottom club Barbados Soccer Academy, Bills have a 3-point lead at the top of the table over UWI Blackbirds with just 4 encounters left in their campaign. Soccer Academy, by contrast, have won just once this season and are set to be relegated. Blackbirds are in action in the nightcap game at 9 and will be hoping to capitalize on any slip-up by Wales when they face relegation-threatened Empire. Empire are 9th in the 10-team table and desperate to make up ground on 8th-placed Atherton. Staying with that sport and potential ballers, and Carlton Red and White were the biggest winners as a BFA Division 1 action continued at grounds across the island. Potential defeated Villa United 4-1, while Red and White defeated Black Spurs by a similar margin. Bagatelle had a 3-1 win over Haynesville, while Fitz Village got past Central League Spartans 2-0. The games between Gall Hill and Notre Dame and Whitehall and St Andrew Lions were both goalless draws. Next to track and field news and following the island's underwhelming showing at the World Athletics Relays in Bahamas, the Jamaica Athletic Administrative Association has released a statement saying significant hurdles impacted the team's performance, including unexpected withdrawals and other challenges leading up to the event. Only Jamaica's men's 4x100m relay team qualified for an automatic spot in Paris this summer. However, the mixed 4x400m relay team, women's 4x100m relay team, and women's 4x400m relay team were first to qualify through a second round of heats, which got them into the 14 teams automatically booked to run at this summer games. Bouncing into basketball news, and Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jokic has joined some of the NBA's all-time greats by winning the league's Most Valuable Player award for the third time. He was previously named MVP in 2021 and 2022. As he becomes just the 9th man to win the award 3 or more times. NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal, however, does not agree with the decision.
I don't like to rain on people's parade, but I'm not happy with this one. Congratulations to Joker, you are the best bet, big man in the league, but based on everybody's criteria, my criteria, stats, stat stuffer, you guys' criteria, number one seed, which team has a better record, I felt Shea Alexander deserved it.
Shaquille O'Neal. And finally, in tennis news, Naomi Osaka beat Frances Caraburel in straight sets at the Italian Open during her first appearance at the event since 2021. The former world number one prevailed 7-6, 6-1. And that's the latest sports. Good afternoon.
The National Peace Program presents the first ever Activate T10 Community Cricket Tournament featuring 12 teams made up from the communities of St. James North, St. Peter, and St. Lucie. Regardless of who wins and who don't win, we outside because it's love and peace in the community. This action goes on at a special community cricket festival on the North Stars of Plainfield this Sunday, May 12th from 2 p.m. And I know we got music by Salt and Dawn, Daddy Biggs, Radar, Mastermind, DJ Pity, Indian, and Chris Gill. This Sunday, May 12th, at the North Stars playing field from 2 p.m. Activate T10 Community Cricket Tournament is powered by the National Peace Program, the Criminal Justice Research and Planning Unit at Hot 95.3 FM.
No need to go elsewhere. It's funding from over city where Capova lives. No need to go elsewhere. It's vibes in Capova city where Capova lives.
Capova City. Fets, food, friends, family, music, fun, fireworks. No need to go elsewhere. All the action is in Cropover City. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp. Listen to Hot 95.3 FM, VOB 92.9 FM, and The Beat 104.1 FM.
No need to go elsewhere. It's fun in Cropover City, where Cropover lives. No need to go elsewhere. It's vibes in Cropover City, where Cropover lives.
Good afternoon and welcome back to today's edition of Down to Brass Tacks. My name is Tahir Bulbulia and I am your moderator for today's edition. Mr. John Stout is the producer. Numbers to call 434-1790-266-4862. Just in relation to the last call, persons are writing into the WhatsApp and saying it is very dangerous for a police officer to pull alongside your vehicle and cannot see who is inside. Other persons are making the point that the caller was correct. And yes, he was, in terms of the argument put forward. And it's a very tricky situation there. But we have to be responsible. And I'm sure the police officers would have an answer to that as well, as it relates to the issue with the tint and seeing inside the vehicle. Some persons are also going on the other side of the fence saying if you can't see in the vehicle, then you're incorrect for doing that. And no need for a conversation around having a test done or people's eyesights or anything like that. So all sides of the coin as it relates to the last conversation. But we want to continue hearing your calls. We go straight up to 2 o'clock today. Good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Hey. I want to take a few steps back in history before going to my point. Because it seems as though there are some members of this government who seem to think that going and digging up things and then renaming them and getting credit for it, no, I'm going to let that happen. This thing that Adrian Ford was talking about was the community thing and all that. That was started years ago. I can't remember under which government. But I remember well that Eden Lodge used to win that competition all the time. The so-called prison initiative, it was a combination of Dr. Bradley Knife, who started it, Daphne Jicketts, I think her name was, she was an artist, and the then minister, Hamilton Lashley. The community gardens, as related to growing vegetables and food, Onafa has spoken about that. But that used to happen even before he spoke about it. Used to call it kitchen garden at the time, where people in the district would plant different types of vegetables and who themselves were exchanged among the others. Right? So then going and digging up things and renaming it, and taking credit for it, I ain't gonna let it happen. Right? I am going to make a very bold statement right now. And I am not going to apologize right now or ever. All the separation that the people of this country is going into, I blame it on this government. Not in the last. The last government and in office now, when this government was seeking to get to power, they were promising people that they were going to correct all the ills that had happened before. They have made it worse. They have insulted the people of this country by getting the friends and the money with it.
So you think issues can be fixed overnight? When we have deep-rooted systemic issues that have been faced for a very long time?
Listen to me, right? I don't know what constructions you plan to run for, but I can tell you this. When you prune in a tree, you start at the top. Anytime you go to the roots of that tree and you're not putting fertilizer, you're looking to kill the tree. You understand? In this case, the poor people of this country is the tree. You understand? And no fertilizer is being put to the roots. We see people who are already getting top money being rewarded all because to support the Barbados Labour Party. Nobody can't deny that. It's a fact. All kinds of consultants who say all about the players know. Right after they criticize the numbers of consultants that was in the previous administration, they are insulting the people of this country.
and nothing you say or do can prove me wrong. I am challenging you today to prove me wrong about anything that I have just said pertaining to how they have been insulted by the people in this country. Tell me, even the number of ministers, and when people talk about it,
even if anybody tried to prove you wrong, you ain't gonna accept that you're wrong. So no, let me start there.
I can't accept nothing that I'm possible.
So
even when they criticize the 17 ministers and the Prime Minister Barbados, what?
So you know, you call this program day in and day out. You call this program day in and day out. What do you see as the solution to these problems that need to be fixed? And don't tell me the government need to change, because who is the suitable alternative for the government currently?
Stop pruning the tree at the top and stop trying to dig up the roof. And I'm not going to try to explain that to you.
So if the roots bad?
No roots are bad. How can the top are bad?
So when we cut down the top of the tree, who are we putting at the top of the tree to who are we putting at the top of the tree to replace the top of the tree?
I see you for whatever teacher taught you at school.
Who are you replacing the top of the tree with? You're not answering my question.
We'll be replaced by who? The top of the tree is the consultant, the almost 30 ministers are going there, and the other.
So we cut them and replace them by who? With who?
We ain't replacing nothing.
We cut them. We cut the ministers. We cut the prime minister. We cut the cabinet and replace them with who?
With nothing.
Okay. So we replace them with nothing, and we put you to lead the country. We have a good day. Good afternoon, and welcome to the program. Until you can come to with solutions and answer the questions day in and day out, we call the program, and it's the same exact thing. Answer the questions of who are we replacing them with. Let us move on. Good afternoon, and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Tahir.
Hi, you're on here.
Yes, how you doing, man?
I am well. How are you?
I'm good. seem to have an interesting, robust, robust for lack of a better word.
I like it, man. I like it. It spices up the program a little bit.
I think it represents, you know, some of the narrative that is negative, that leads to nowhere. And I think that, you know, you do challenge us to bring solutions and to at least uplift the space when we come and you know, create solutions to the challenges we face. So I agree that ought to be, you know, what we focus on. We do not ignore the difficulties we have and highlight them, but if the constant intent is to disparage and to, you know, create a whole set of issues that a person that are personal, that's not what we want.
You gotta raise the level of conversations in the country. And as he said, when we replaced them with phone, he said nobody. So who's gonna run the country?
That seems to be his focus, but I'm not going to be diverted.
Yeah, you have another point. Let's move on to your other point.
I just traversed the Sankofa pilgrimage dialogue at KFL, and I found it very interesting to hear the.
This is the librarian.
Yes. You know, to hear some of the history of what has been taking place over time in relation to how descendants of Africans have sought to reconnect with the motherland and with Africa, the African continent, and you know, the efforts that continue today. Because I think that the rediscovery of ourselves and how we can create pathways to a more sustainable future is linked to how we can, you know, reconnect with the continent and build out those trading relations, connections with one another. So I found it very interesting, you know, just sitting among the delegation and sharing that, you know, the aspects or sharing the viewpoints from our different but similar experiences. So I encourage, you know, this is an interesting development, and I think that we should pay attention to you know, these types of programs that are taking place. So it's an exciting time to be alive.
We have these programs and things, you know, and it's critical that we also get these programs into the schools as well and educate the younger persons about it and about our history, you know. Because it was only last year when I found out about the history with Liberia and the connections there. You understand?
Yes, I was picking up my daughter from an egg. So I asked them to copy them for a bit, just to listen in. And, it was nice to sit with them and to share that experience. So I look forward to, as you rightly said, the extent to which we are able to have this type of program in the schools is important, and building out that self-awareness in terms of where we came from and how we can navigate what has been a difficult geopolitical environment for African and African descendants. But I still think that there is a sense to which we can stake our claim and create a sustainable future as we move forward. So,
all right, thank you.
I just want to share that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your contribution today. And I just want the people to know that I'm not upset. A lot of people are messaging after the call with Mr. P just now. We're going to move on. Good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
You attacked just now, very terrible, my gentleman.
Pardon me? I didn't hear you there just now.
You attacked Mr. P real rough just now. You asked you a question that what he's trying to tell you, anybody can run Barbados right now as the ace.
He didn't say that. He said nobody.
Replace
him with nobody.
He said nothing, but he's trying to tell you that.
I can't go off of what people are trying to tell me. I gotta go off of what people
are
trying to tell me.
Anyhow, what I'm telling you, right? Mm-hmm. Unless somebody come from university, that sound that come from university, you just got the patience to listen to them. And I tell you now, Barbados gone backward by 95 years. You want to hear why?
You tell me why.
But look, I'm going to get it back down. Like, I'm going to tell you something that's going to surprise you now. Until we get back some major white people in Parliament, Barbados ain't going nowhere. You hear what I tell you? We need some Belgian white people back in Parliament. It need changing. We are going nowhere. All we doing is borrowing money, running about here, spending thought and mud. And at the end of the day, the poor people are suffering. The poor people and the middle class, rich, used to be middle class, they're no middle class anymore. We are paying through the ears. You got Irish people at no less school. They want them to pay and can tax all kind of shipping. You can tell me that Barbados gone somewhere. Why are you borrowing the money if you got drain you people to pay for it? You know what prepare to do right now? To either die or go jail. That's what prepare right now. That's how I feel about Barbados. Barbados ain't going nowhere.
Why do you feel that way? Why do you feel that you
Barbados has got everybody on the friggin' pressure?
Just pause. Sir, just pause a minute, right? Why do you feel that you have to, the only option you have is to die or to commit a crime and go to jail?
I bought a vehicle in 2005 as private, right? To tell how smart these people sit down to like masculine abnash for selling all them, so I feel like they got the biggest brain. I bought a vehicle in 2005 private. They come up with this fancy idea now that because you got a vehicle, you buy it in a company,